Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. California primary tonight, and that's no big deal, other than the fact that I live in California and I there's some things that I'm interested in. But it's national in scope too. We have Bush and Gore seem to be winning everywhere. What, in the country? Not here in California. In California? How do you know this, Mike? See, folks, this is how I get my information, slowly but surely, from my producer. You guys can turn on the TV and watch it. We have no TV. The polls don't close till 11 tonight? Oh, wow. All right, I have no idea. But anyway, we have a proposition on the ballot, 22, which is the question of gay marriage and whether men and women can get married. And there are a lot of yes on 22. Actually, they want to ban gay marriage, or they want to disallow it. So there's a lot of yes on 22 placards that I'm seeing around town. And I had to explain the whole thing to the kids driving them home from school this afternoon. They're going, "Boy, I sure do see a lot of yes on 22s. And, you know, with all due respect to where they go to school, there's been a, yeah, well, the kids go to a Catholic school, and the pitch is yes on 22. They don't want any gay marriage. And I'm talking to the kids, they're going, "Well, we think that marriage should be between a man and a woman, too." And I said, "Well, why? You know, in other words, what business is that of anybody?" I'm trying to get my infected Democratic liberal mind out, but it's, you know, to no avail. They're young, hardcore conservatives. They're 10, 11, 12. They're hardcore Nazis. And we had this discussion as we're driving home, and we're looking at all these yes on 22 placards, and I'm trying to be sensible and saying, "Well, you know, people should be allowed to." What difference does it make? I said to the guys, "You know, what difference does it make who marries who? What skin? It's no skin off your teeth." Then I realized what it was all about. It has nothing to do really with children. This is the adult attitude. It's just icky. It's just ooh. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. We just don't want to see that. Is that on the board?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
Come on out of the closet and smile.
Oh, that one. Okay, that's great. That's what gay marriage is. Nobody wants to see it. It's too icky. And you can be a kid, you can be an adult. If you're against it, you just think it's too icky. It gives you the creeps. It's the creep factor. It just gives people the creeps. You know, it gives me the creeps to see a guy going down the street with another guy with his arm around him. That's all it is. It's got nothing to do with whether or not you think it's immoral or send a positive message. And those yes on 22 ads that we've been running, and God bless them, thank you very much for your patronage and your sponsorship. Are those the two stupidest women you've ever heard in your life? The thickest. "I believe in yes on 22, Doris." "Oh, really?" "Yeah. Well, my sister's gay. And her partner get all kinds of spousal rights, and they get all kinds of retirement benefits. And, oh, my sister's gay. But I want to send a positive message to our young people." Okay, so your sister's gay, but she's a piece of crap. Is that it? "My sister is gay, but I can't really recreate her here right now because I'm coming down from my Sears-a-thon, which I will tell you about here in a second. But they are the two dumbest human beings I've ever heard in my life. My sister's gay, and she has all the rights that any other gay person would have. So we don't need this gay marriage stuff. I just want to send a positive message to our kids." Positive message to your kid? You're their mother. First of all, that's not a positive message. You are not a positive message for your kids. You having the conversation that your kids can overhear is not a positive message. This woman was Bobby Dooley. They got Bobby Dooley to cut these spots. So anyway, brought the kids home from that conversation, and I came to work, and I got to work. And I sat here with my fine friends, and we sat around jaw-jacking about what we're going to do on the show tonight, smoked a few cigarettes, had a couple of pops of, cocaine, smoked a joint. So what the hell are we going to do the show tonight? Get a call from my wife. The washing machine's blown up again. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have spent the last 4 days moving. 4 days. I have spent from Thursday to today moving. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days moving to a new house. And if you ever want to know the state of American business and service. Move. Just move. Just move from one house to another. If you ever want to know how well we're doing when it comes to business and being able to provide people with service, just move. Order some phone service. There's a good start. Try that one on for size. Order some gas. Try to get some water. I know. Buy a washing machine and see if they can install it properly. See how long you're on hold. Listen to the variety of hold music. How many buttons do you have to push? And how many times do you hear somebody say, "We'll have someone call you tomorrow"? Now, my wife went out and bought a washing machine last week. A washer and a dryer. Damn good one, so they tell me. She bought it at Sears. Now, you know Sears. That's where America shops. We brought it home to our house. Plugged it in. The guy installed it. I should say we didn't bring it home. They delivered it, and a guy. I think it's a Sears guy, but I better watch what I say, because after the conversations I've had the last 5 days, no, it wasn't a Sears guy. It was the trucking company, so that wasn't really Sears. He installs it. We got brand new carpeting in two rooms. The hose blows. It happens. Water all over the place. Thousands of dollars worth of damage. Hey, come on. Don't sweat the small stuff, Phil. There goes the hose. Wasn't installed properly. Have to call the Sears guy on Saturday. Have him come out. The technician, a guy that I tipped $20. I said, "Buy yourself some dinner. Thanks for coming out on a Saturday." He said, "No problem, Mr. Henry. This thing wasn't properly installed." He rehooked the hose. We had a guy come out, try to dry out the carpets, dry out the pads, try to save this house that I just moved into. Tonight I get a call from my wife. The hose blew again on this washing machine that we got at Sears. Now I got a whole room. The carpeting shot to hell. I know it's not your problem. It's my problem. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Sears blows. And that guy that I talked to on Saturday, that kid on that customer service line telling me that it isn't his problem. Well, you got to understand, Mr. Henry, if what did you say? Well, was it installed properly, or was it a hose that blew inside the washing machine? Because if it was the hose that blew inside the washing machine, that's not the installation, that's the store, and that's not our problem. But if, on the other hand, it was a hose that blew at the wall, well, that is our problem. But you're saying it's not our problem. I say, I don't know. Are you Sears? Yeah, we're Sears, but we're a different division. You never heard a bunch of people pass the buck more in your life. Now, I wouldn't be making a big thing out of this were it not for the fact that it didn't blow up once. It blew up twice. Now, the guy comes out. He puts these hot air blowers on the carpeting to dry it out so that you don't get this mold and rot in these pads. They tell me if the pad underneath the carpeting molds and rots, it starts to stink like someone shot a cat and left it to rot under there, like there's a body buried under your house. So you want to start to clean that up. The guy dries this thing out. No sooner is he ready to lay the carpet back down, the washing machine blows again. That wouldn't be such a problem, but do you think one sucker from Sears has called my house in the last 4 days? The guys I bought the washing machine from, the guys that installed it, and the guy that came out and fixed it after it blew the first time. Sears. You think any of them have called my home after we left them countless messages to find out what's the problem? How can we be of service? Yesterday, my wife calls and says, "So what's the story? You know, our washing machine blew on Saturday." "Oh, we don't have to call you for 72 hours. Then tonight, after it blew up, she calls them back and they said, "We don't know why no one called you. They should have called you sooner. Here's the number, and we'll get right on it." Get right on it. I got two rugs destroyed. I got a wife that's near tears. I got a washing machine that sucks. I know my problems don't amount to a hill of beans in this world where a couple of crazy people like us, you know, Ingrid, what's-her-face, and Humphrey Bogart standing out on the tarmac there with Claude Rains walking along, looking a little faggy, but, you know, it's a beautiful relationship. I know it's not a big thing. It's my life. This is what I did this past weekend. Sears, where America shops. And I'm talking to that dumbass on the phone on Saturday telling me, that's not our problem. Not your problem. Whose problem? You never heard a company pass the buck more. Whose problem would it be? Was it my problem? I guess it's my problem. Yeah, pretty much your problem, Mr. Henry. Well, how about the guy that delivered it? Well, that's the trucking company. How about the store where I bought it? Well, then that would be the factory. Well, who are you? Well, we're customer service. I'm going to tell you something right now, Sears. For what you put my family through the last 4 days, I will never shop in your store again as long as I live, unless, of course, you want to give me a free washing machine and you want to give me free carpeting in one of those rooms. Then, of course, I'll sing your praises. I might even deign to do your commercials nationally for a hefty fee, of course, but at least I'll do them. I only wish that we were on air in L.A. tonight because this is where it happened. But you know what, Sears? It's the whole damn store. As far as I'm concerned, it's the whole chain. It's the whole place. I got off the phone with my wife this evening. I was so angry. Everybody I talked to, everybody that came to visit me tonight, anybody that called up, anybody that had anything to do with me today, heard the story of the washing machine first. Blown washing machine, blown hoses, water all over the place. But you know what? Hey, stuff happens. It's true, it does. Stuff happens, and then I get pissed about it. So that's what I'm doing tonight. Stuff happens. Henry gets mad. Oh, Jesus, I got a radio show that's heard in like 50 markets across the country. Tough break. And I'll tell you the other thing that's not going to work. Some guy calling from Sears and saying, how can we make it right, Mr. Henry? You got a radio show. I don't want to hear that. That's like the guy from GTE calling me up and saying, oh, I heard you on the air the other night bashing our service. Can we make it right for you? I don't see anybody else with a radio show out there getting their telephones plugged in for free, so you don't have to offer it for me either, okay? All I want you to do is that what I would have you do for anybody. Free washing machine, replace that carpeting, then maybe. That's how it is. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's hear it from Montgomery Ward. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Closet and smile.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. If you didn't hear, the word we got is that George Bush has won the state of California, and the 22 passed. So California right up there in the ranks of tolerant, respectful, tolerant states. It's right up there, baby, in the annals of greatness in America. I don't want to even compare. You know, the temptation was for me to compare California to some of the more tolerant states, some of the bastions of freedom, some of the bastions of fun and light and goodness. Like, oh, I'm not saying now it's bad, but let's say 40 years ago, Mississippi. Well, they ain't got nothing on us. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, per capita, we got just as many rednecks as they did back then. Yes on 22, so you won't see any nasty gay marriage in California anytime soon because it's just too icky. Well, you know what? They're going to turn that one over anyway. It's going to that won't last. And Bush winning California, well, what do you expect? I mean, this California has been right down the middle so long. I mean, they have never gone for any kind of a fringe candidate. They've always been a Reagan, Bush kind of a place, you know, a Dukakis kind of a place, a Clinton kind of a joint. Nothing unusual or extreme about this place. Everything just right down the middle, huh? Right between the lines. You think this is some kind of a nutcase state where everybody is Mr. and Mrs. Freethink? Not California. This place is Omaha with a little kooky thing called Hollywood in the middle of it. That's California. Now, getting back to Sears, one thing we do have out here that's just as good as everywhere else, Sears. I want to tell you, if you think that this is unfair of me, perhaps it is. But I have the floor here. And all I know is my wife calling me in tears with about 2 hours to go before I go on the air after seeing what we went through, listening to those blowers going for three solid days at our house, drying out carpeting that shouldn't have been wet in the first place because the guys that came over from Sears, they don't know how to put in a washing machine. And then after they put it in wrong, then they tell me it wasn't them that put it in. It was some guy from a trucking company. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, he's from the store, or it was the store's fault, or it was not exactly, it was the factory's fault, or you need to call this number, or you have to call that number. Did they get right out there? And then, of course, when I said, would you please send a technician out here to reattach this hose that has come loose from the bottom of our washing machine? But this is the first time that we've used it. It obviously hasn't been installed. Or maybe it was the factory. I don't know which. Would you send somebody out here? You know, my wife had to beg these people. I'm going to that store tomorrow. And that guy, man, that guy that sold her that thing, I don't know who, I don't know what's going to happen, but somebody's going to have a bad day. Someone's going to have a real bad day. You know what? We're on borrowed time, man. Because it's just, you know, they're not getting any business done anymore. It's a lot of jive ass, voicemail, phone messaging, not my department kind of stuff going on. In Japan, where they make automobiles fairly well, they have one guy that knows the car from bumper to bumper. So in other words, when you take a Nissan or a Mitsubishi or a Toyota back to the dealer, they have one mechanic that knows the car from one bumper to the other. Not in America. In America, where we have perfected the fine art of buck passing, we got a bumper guy, we got a transmission guy, we got a carburetor guy, we got a taillight guy, and we got a steering wheel guy. And if you need to get something done to the ashtray, oh, you got to go to the steering wheel guy. I can't do that. Oh, okay. Well, the brakes went out. Well, then you better take it to the brake guy. I'm the ass guy. Wherever your ass goes, I fix that. Oh, the seats? Yeah. Well, I don't know. No. Where's your ass? It's not in the seat yet. Okay, I'm not fixing the seat. That's what we do. I'm telling you, I spent 2 days listening to these people. It ain't over here, it's over there. It ain't over there, it's over here. It's someplace else. Oh, you can't do that. They're going to do that. And then finally, my wife gets on the phone. Oh, they shouldn't have done that. I'll tell you something right now. My life will be complete when I hear one of these suckers get on the phone with me and say this. You know something, sir? I blew it. I should have known, and I didn't do it right. I didn't do my job right. Here's what I should have told you. No, it ain't going to happen, man. I got these people telling me, well, that guy should have said something, or she should have said something, or the factory should have said something, or the guy on the consumer awareness line should have said something, or the people at the store, they did it wrong, or you need to call this number. No, you need to call that number. That's the baloney that Sears put me through, and my wife, and my whole family, the last 4 days. Let me repeat it one more time. Free washing machine, free carpeting, then maybe. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I just got off the phone with my wife. I can hear the blowers going in the background. The guy that came to dry out the carpeting, and then the washing machine busts open and floods the room again. He had to bring the blowers back out of his truck, turn them on. So now we're going to be living with that for how long, I don't know. And I'll say this as well. If you think I care whether Sears never advertises on my show again or not, I can't even begin to tell you how little I care about that. I don't want their money. I don't need their advertising dollars. I hope they never come near this show. They suck. I don't even shop there anymore. My wife is the one who said, well, we can get it at Sears for such and such. Yeah, well, what does that mean? Well, I don't understand. I don't even go to that place anymore. First of all, I don't like walking in their stores. Most of them are old. It's just they got nothing there. The crap they got there, I don't need. She's big on Sears, man. We got the Sears card. She goes there and buys stuff. She figures we can save a dollar. I can't begin to tell you. This is now, I'm going to tell you right now, we're up to about $1,000 now in damage. Probably way, way more. About $1,000 in damage to my home because somebody, and we don't yet know who, it wasn't the guy who installed it, and it wasn't the store, it wasn't really the factory, we don't know who, doesn't know how to put a washing machine together or something. I don't know what it is. And I've just got off the phone with her, and I can hear that freaking blower going in the background, man. For 4 days, I've been hearing that thing. And they finally turned it off today. The guy was laying the pad in. Bus open again. Hose pops out from underneath this cheap piece of garbage washing machine. And when I say cheap piece of garbage, it was the top of the line. It was like a Hot Point. One of those touchpad things, you know, where the lights go off, that really groovy-ass looking thing, has cost my family, I don't know how much trial and tribulation and money. And you know what? This is going to be a real news flash to see just how quick it takes me to get any money out of these people. Last weekend, they said to me, rent a blower and dry out the carpeting and we'll reimburse you. When I called them back to double-check on that, they said, they shouldn't have told you that. My insurance company says, don't you dare rent anything. Well, we had to do something, so we didn't rent anything. We hired a company to come in. This is the way it's been since Thursday. GTE, let's use them as an example. General Telephone is a phone company out in California. Well, to the bitter end, they stink. To the bitter end. I mean, when I had GTE, you know, this is legendary out in California. GTE service is lousy. It's legendarily lousy. Everybody knows how lousy GTE is. Wonderful people, nice guys. They're always very nice to talk to. They stink. And to the bitter end, they screwed us up. When we tried to put a referral on our phone number so that it would forward it to our next line, they didn't do it. We called the old line. No, it wasn't on there. Had to call them back again. Oh, yes, sir. Somebody made a mistake. Wasn't you, was it, jackass? No, that was someone else. I never make any mistake. Good for you, okay? Could you please now put the thing on there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, well, that must have been a busy week. I understand. You got all kinds of reasons why you can't get your job done, right? Walk into the freaking house, man, there's no heat, you know. Hey, I got no problem with something not working, necessarily. You know the problem that I got? The problem I have is they can't get it fixed the first time. They come back 2 and 3 times. They don't get you. They didn't quite hear. They were doing something else. So I walked in, well, there's no heat in the house. Oh, it'll be 3 days. All right. So we're waiting around freezing our ass off for 3 days trying to get a heater fixed. Just little crap like that, you know. Making me wish that I never moved into this house. I am telling you, I wish I never bought the freaking joint. The face of corporate America. Let me just say this as an American citizen. I love foreign competition. I think it's great. I love it. I love the Japanese. I love the Japanese. I love their cars. I love the cheap labor in Mexico. Anything that'll put the pressure on these crap can, lazy ass, middle management jackballs here in America with their so-called greatest workers in the world syndrome and the finest service in the world, and they love to put up on a billboard, man. They'll spend all kinds of money and put on a TV ad. They'll even roll out a couple of bucks for radio advertising. But actually come through? Forget it. I will never shop at Sears again as long as I live. And I told my wife to take that. I said, now I want the washing machine out of my house. I don't want the thing there. Well, we can get it fixed. No, we're not going to get it fixed now. Take it, throw it off a cliff, roll it down a street, run it over with a truck. Let the kids take their BB guns and blow holes in it, whatever you want. Not only do I not want that in the house, the next one we buy, we're not buying from Sears. If I got to spend more, then I'm going to spend more. Because guess what? You got to spend more if you want something good. If you want good service, you want quality, I guess you got to spend more. You get what you pay for, as the man once said, right? Well, I got what I paid for. I bought Sears and I got Sears. 4 days of heartache and misery. Because they got some guy on the other end of a telephone who suddenly has some power. He has a phone in his hand, and he's going to tell that customer what to do. My wife is crying. She's begging them to send some guy over just to fix the stinking thing. Well, we're not supposed to do anything till tomorrow. See, they're going to go home, and they're going to have dinner with their kids, and they're going to sit down on their fat asses and watch Wheel of Fortune. They don't care that their work, their shoddy, crappy work, has just caused some people some inconvenience. They're going to go home, and they'll get up the next day and feel confident they did the best they could. Their best sucks. So I'll say it again to you. If you want to know how well people really do the job, and then it's a funny thing because in the middle, I remember calling over to Premier, where I work here, talking to Fiona, and I remember how efficient she was getting some information that I wanted to give to her. She was, and I was thinking, God, now this is the way a business really ought to run, you know. I'm talking to somebody. She's taking down my new number. She was taking down my new address. She was getting work done. And I remember it struck me it was in such distinct contrast to the dumbasses that I'd been talking to all day long, whether it was with GTE, Pac Bell, Sears, the heating company, whoever. Pac Bell. I'm still waiting for phone service. I've been there 4 days. I ordered 2 lines. I got one. They got an automated line. You call them up and you go, well, this is my phone number. And then the recording comes up. Yes, there is a problem at your residence. Yeah? We will send someone out. Tomorrow. And do you love this? We'll send somebody out between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. So you just sit on your ass and wait. I don't know who that is. I think that's the Pac Bell guy. I got to wait for 10 hours. And God forbid you should leave. God forbid you should go to the store for 5 minutes to get a beer, a pack of cigarettes, some condoms, whatever comes, you know, whatever you need right away. Because that's when they're going to show up. And when you drive up, there's the little thing hanging from the door. Sorry we missed you. Yeah. Federal Express the same way, right? Sorry we missed you. We'll try again tomorrow. So you sit, you wait. Federal Express is good. I'm not lumping them in. Federal Express is a well-run business. Damn good business. Never let me down. Between 8 and noon, 2 to 6. Who's that, Federal Express? Screens. I don't have screens in the house. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And you start to sound like you're complaining all the time. You know, you begin to sound like a broken record, as my dear mother used to say. And you start to doubt yourself. So maybe I ought to just shut up. Maybe this is just the way that it is. All right. This is the way it is. You know, but I know the way it is. The way it is it ain't nothing. When a guy tells me, yes, sir, we're going to be out there tomorrow, I always call the next day and I double and triple check. I never can take a guy's word for it anymore. Your car will be done at 3. How about that one? Your car will be done at 3. I never, ever, 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 I call up, you guys, is my car done?
What's the name?
Henry.
Yeah, I've been done in 30 minutes.
Oh, 3:30 now. Okay. Hi, it's Phil Henry. Is my car done?
Yeah, Mr. Henry. What'd we tell you? 3:30? Yeah. Yeah, just another 15 minutes, huh?
Okay, now we're into 45 minutes. Fine. Because you know, those dudes are telling you, it's nothing. Nothing anybody tells you is the straight scoop. Don't you just wish just once somebody will say to you, here's how it's going to be. Hey, my washing machine just blew up. It's spitting water all over the floor, has just gone into one of the bedrooms and just gone into another room. The carpeting's very expensive. And did you buy the washing machine at Sears, sir? Yes, we did, and it was installed by somebody sent by Sears. Well, then we're going to take full responsibility for that, sir. We're going to repair and or replace that machine, and we will certainly advance however much money you need toward the repair of that carpeting. Thank you very much. You're welcome, sir. Someone will contact you tomorrow. In the meantime, I suggest that you do what you can to dry out the carpeting, and we will certainly get that machine out of there. That's all it would have taken. That's all it would have taken. Do you think Sears has their stuff together enough to do something like that? No. No, they don't. Is that a tough thing? Doesn't sound like it to me, but then I'm not in corporate America. I don't know how business goes. Maybe what I just said there, maybe that little scenario that I just laid out there is the most difficult thing ever known to mortal man. My washing machine busted. We're going to send somebody out to fix it, and we're going to pay for it, sir. And you don't have to wait 72 hours for a claims person to call you or some supervisor to call you or any of that bull crap. Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for shopping at Sears. Well, I'm not going to shop there anymore, but at least this experience has been very pleasant. Well, we're sorry to hear that, sir. Screw you. Screw you, too. But, you know, we part as friends. Do you think that that scenario took place? Do you think that that conversation took place in my house this past weekend? No. Of course not. It was, oh, that's not my problem, that's the store. Oh, that's not the store, that's their problem. Oh, that's the trucking company. Oh, it wasn't installation, it was in the factory. It wasn't in the factory, it was installation. Technician says one thing, guy on the phone says something else, and everybody can't wait to get home and slop down some food and sit on their fat ass and watch Cops. Because it's Saturday night, and you know what? You may have 15 inches of water on your floor, pal, but, you know, America's Most Wanted is coming on at 8:30. Not to mention the fact I have the sniffles. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. If we got any good calls, we'll put them up. Now, DirecTV, I'm going to get their fine cable service. And the reason why I've decided, satellite service. And the reason why I've decided on DirecTV is they have the NFL package. They have free installation if you buy your equipment at a certain place. Excuse me. And they also have 3-day turnaround from the time you place your order to the time that they're going to put. That's what they say. Now, not that I'm going to be on some big campaign, man, to, you know, to down or humiliate companies. I'm not into that. I'm just going to be very interested to see whether DirecTV is actually going to be up to their word of saying they got a 3-day turnaround from the time I place my order. Yeah, because I'm getting paranoid now. See, this isn't me throwing my weight around. I'm speaking on behalf of every poor schmuck that ever got jacked around by somebody on the other end of a customer service line. I'm speaking for every person that ever thought they had a good product and it wound up destroying a weekend or a week because it didn't work properly and it was a vital appliance of some kind that the family needed. I'm speaking for people who got shucked and jived and talked down to by these tech support people or supervisors or whoever you're getting on the other end of the phone when you're trying to be sweet and all they got is their little position of power. In other words, every person that ever called Clark Howard. I should have called Clark Howard. But I didn't. And now look at me. I'm a heap. And when I finally do settle with Sears, God knows when that'll be, but when we finally get down to talking, okay, here's what you owe me for my destroyed carpet, time, aggravation, all kinds of stuff, it'll probably be somewhere around 50 cents on the dollar. They'll probably take me right in the shorts. You know, they'll take me to the cleaners to the bitter end. Well, we'll pay for this, but we won't pay for that. We'll do this, we won't do that. You want to know why? Because they probably got all kinds of experience. Oh, excuse me. Am I saying something, that isn't quite fair? Well, excuse me. It is my opinion. It is my observation. It's possible that Sears has a lot of experience being on the phone with people and settling for 50 cents or 75 cents on the dollar. I could be wrong. See, the Dish Network, they said to me, 3 weeks from the time you place your order to the time you have satellite service. And I may find that that's a very realistic appraisal of the situation and that I probably should go with those guys. But naturally, being a dumbass, I'll go with the guy that promises me the 3 days. I may wind up waiting 3 weeks and wishing that I went with the Dish Network. But DirecTV told me, 3-day turnaround, NFL package, you know, they just seem to have a lot of stuff that I wanted. But I don't know who to believe anymore. And it's like Craig was just saying, I think I'm paranoid. Maybe the Dish Network is more truthful. Hey, you know what? It's 3 weeks, Charlie. You don't dig that? Then go pound sand. Don't bother me, okay? Don't be bugging me. Yeah, yeah, you go ahead. You go with DirecTV. They tell you 3 days. Attaboy. Go ahead. Whatever you, whatever you think, man. Hey, you know what? I just assume guy tell me the honest. Give me the straight scoop. Don't give me some baloney about, well, you know, we 3 days? Well, what do you mean? Is it 3 days or is it not? Yeah, it's 3 business days. Oh, well. So if I place my order on Friday, it'll be done on Wednesday. That's 4. No, well, if you place it on Friday, that's the end of the business week. All right, so now we're into... It'll be done on Wednesday, possibly early Thursday. Possibly early... Now we're into 6 days. Well, this time of year, you see, sir... I know, this time of year. This time of year, you hire a lot of seasonal help, is it? Yes, that's right. We get a lot of seasonal help, and, you know. So it'll be a week from Friday. Well, wait a second. You said 3 business days. Well, Wednesday's a holiday, and, of course, this is what you think I'm joking, but this is exactly what we all have to deal with. Do you want to know why I have the one phone line that I do from Pac Bell? Because my wife knows somebody who works for Pac Bell. God's truth. She used to go to school with some woman who works for Pac Bell. That's why we got pretty fast service. So we joke, but this is exactly how it is. And there's nothing you can do about it, man. Not really. Not unless you know how to repair washing machines, cars, computers, phones, know how to install phones, know how to wire a house, know how to, you know, wire your... Unless you know how to do all of that stuff, you're at the mercy of some guy named Skip, got the name tag, pulls up in the truck. He's got a clipboard. He sits in his truck for about a half hour doing all the paperwork before he comes inside. And after waiting 4 days, the guy will say, oh, yeah, I may have to send out for the part on this one. Oh, Jesus, now what? Well, it could be a couple more days. I'm sorry, but, you know, I know how you feel. But I think I got to get the, yeah. Today when the guy came to fix the heater, he says, let me go out to the fuse box. Oh, look, oh. I said, what? This breaker switch is a little loose. Okay. So it could be wiring. And if it's wiring, I can't touch it. I waited 5 days for you to come out here, man. Now what are you telling me? Well, it may not be the heater. It could be wiring. Thank God it wasn't wiring. It was the heater. Otherwise, I would have pulled my heater. Just kidding. Just joking. In case anybody wants to sue Happy tonight. I can say, you know, Sears is a major American corporation, a major American entity. It's been around for a long, long time. You know what? Every now and again, people get upset. Every now and again, you guys don't do a good job. Maybe it's more than just every now and again. Maybe it's like every day. So I'm saying something about it. Just be thankful all you're getting is this tongue lashing, this spanking on the radio. And, you know, I mean, that's all. That's what it is. It's just some guy upset on the radio. Because you know what? Tomorrow I'll get back on the phone with you. It'll be the same rigmarole.
Oh, you have to wait 3 days, and we don't have the part. It wasn't us. I think it was shipping. That was it. Or maybe it was handling. Or maybe I was handling. Put your hands on this.